This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program 7 after the hour on Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, and we have Victoria Keelan, thus the DJV. And then there's, it would be awkward if Kara was in there. DJVC XYZ. Now tell me what you think of me.
Sounds like an old piece of technology.
Yes, it's
a VCR, DJVC.
Okay, so we're sort of looking ahead with conversation this week to a lot of things that hopefully will benefit us all in thinking and action, deed, words, all those things, trying to put a really good spin on the new year. And so for those of you who want to go back and listen in the archives to hour number three, last hour, there was a conversation going on with all of us focused on pensions, jobs, types of things that we can do in the new year with our own careers, or perhaps suggestions for people in our family, youngsters who are going to school. What can you do and how do you plan your life? If you look back over the last 30 years or so in our country, the workforce has grown about 40%. But U.S. manufacturing jobs are down by 30%. So you think about that. If that's the only information that you have, what would you conclude? That other countries have unfairly stolen our jobs? That we ought to employ protectionist policies to stop imports? That's what Donald Trump says, and there's some merit to that. But how far do you go? We only have that information until we add more information. U.S. unemployment is down from 30 years ago. So, workforce has grown by 43%, manufacturing jobs are down by 30%, unemployment is down to the lowest point, or at least it's much lower than it was 25, 30, 35 years ago. So now what do you think? If manufacturing jobs are down, overall employment is not down, then it's the kinds of jobs that are available that are changing. Is that the best conclusion that we could come up with under the circumstances? Let's add one more bit of information to this. U.S. manufacturing output has doubled in the past 30 years. So there's four very interesting and conflicting bits of information. If manufacturing jobs are down 30%, output has doubled. What's going on in manufacturing to make output go up without more people? Isn't it technology? Isn't it improvement?
Well, that's an argument to a lot of the Trump stuff, where he says he can bring the jobs back, because a lot of people feel that the jobs can never be brought back because American workers have been replaced with robots, right?
Yeah,
or,
right.
You know, or factory lines that tend to be just more productive because of technology.
Yeah. So the argument that I don't think we have an argument among us, and I don't think the average person with any common sense would disagree with the opportunities that are there for people who don't necessarily want to, nor ought they, for any number of reasons, including what it costs to go to a four-year college or even a two-year college. You can become a plumber, an electrician, by most of the good ones do programs where they learn on the job. They are trained
Well, it starts in high school. I mean, that's what my cousin's doing. He goes to vocational school.
Vocational schools, yes.
Yeah, it's in high school. It's junior and senior year of high school, and then you do a year of a paid apprenticeship. And then after that, you get, if you pass your license and everything, then you go to work for someone else, or you start your own business if you want, and that's it.
Yeah. So is that a way to look at this? Is this is not a one-dimensional
issue? I used to be a four-year college snob about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you would call me an elitist. But after seeing the current situation with all the young millennials who have no jobs and no prospects and really no skills. Let's be honest. I mean, they don't have skills. You know, an actual trade or a skill that you can immediately put to use. You know, I think what my cousin's what he's doing is the way to go. And I think I think we ought to put more emphasis on that.
So maybe that's one of the things we should resolve as a people, as the administration changes, attitudes change. Maybe that's something we resolve to do. One of two major things when it comes to education is training people for jobs that actually exist, number one. And number two, when we're paying a lot of money, you are Victoria, you are Jennifer, you are Kara, I am, to run an educational system that, for the most part, is a dismal failure, and we all recognize it, we all admit to it, but yet we're not really doing anything about it in the main.
Right.
There are some really good schools, but I was talking to, I think Meredith and I were having this conversation yesterday, because I was sort of, as I do oftentimes, I practice my ideas on her before I go on the air with them, just to see if they hold water, because she's a very critical thinker. And we were talking about how it is, for example, Jennifer, your mother was a teacher in a decent school in Los Angeles. So what is it? Your mother was paid the same as a lot of other teachers who were not cutting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so how is it that, well, you know, we have this thing with my daughter and my son and I were talking about this as they prepare to move to a quote-unquote better school district. So when we were talking about this over the weekend, I said to Megan, what does that mean? And then Brendan piped up, well, there are levels, there are 4 to 10. And if you're in a district where the school is an 8 or a 9, you're in a good district. So, okay, let's argue this one step, or let's think it's through one step further. For everybody listening, think about this as it applies to your children's school or the educational system that you're paying for in your community. Why is it that if all the teachers are being paid the same, all the schools aren't the same?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we hiring people who have equal skills? They are equally capable. After all, if we've agreed to pay them the same amount of money, shouldn't they have the same skills? Shouldn't they be able to teach equally well on every level? Why is it that we have some teachers who we have to actually throw out of the system because they put their sperm on cookies or whatever it was that jerk did? And somebody else working like your mother, who has to go buy things in order to teach the children, she has to, out of her own pocket, pay for supplies.
Many times. Sometimes basic supplies like toilet paper.
So what goes on here? I'll
tell you what the problem. I mean, if it were me, I mean, I think the major problem is the teachers union. I don't understand why teachers as a whole are upset about the idea of incentivizing teaching. I mean, teachers need to be held
because
to an individual standard. Because we all know there are some teachers, when they start to age, they get sick of the classroom environment, and they're like 3 or 4 years from retirement, they coast. Then you have young people who were just sort of pushed into it as a career, who are getting, you know, just getting in there, and they don't really love it so much, or they're overwhelmed. We need to start incentivizing and rating teachers. I'm sorry, it may not make a lot of people happy.
Why are you
but
sorry?
My mom included, who by the way was an excellent teacher, who would have taken benefit from this, said that it wasn't okay because the union stand against it. And then it's also about letting teachers pick curriculum based on the needs of their classroom. If we're going to empower teachers to spend all of these hours of the day with our kids, empower them to teach them in the way that works for those particular kids. I mean, you have so many classrooms that are just handed a set of criteria and said, here, teach to this test, teach to this, and there's nothing that's actually being learned. If you actually let the teachers judge, I think you'd see a huge difference.
Yeah, it's just, when I was sort of hitting the way, I think I told this story yesterday on the air, Meredith sent a thank you note to a 13-year-old girl who was the daughter of a very good friend of hers who gave her something nice for Christmas. And she didn't curse her. Now, I don't know, you've never seen, I don't know, Jennifer, you, I don't think any of you have seen anything that she writes. Meredith writes with perfect penmanship. I mean, it is perfect. This 13-year-old girl went to her mother to ask her how to read what Meredith had written on her thank you note because she couldn't read cursive.
Wow.
What kind of an indictment is that of the system? People say, well, we're not going to need it in the future. Really? So pretty soon we're not going to need to talk either. We'll replace Victoria and Jennifer and Karen Mee with a robot. They will do, you know, when you sit down...
Why are you here?
Yeah. Okay. So I have a lot of robotic...
Did you have an excuse to use that? I'm just curious.
Pretty much.
Don't be calling me out now. Anyway, it just is so perplexing. And as we go into the new year, let's think about some of these things and how would you fix it if you got involved in whatever systems your children are benefiting from. But and I say this again, not to be redundant, or, you know, I'm very proud of my daughter and what she's doing at UCLA as a prof, and now she's head of the writing school at UCLA. Well, there are two reasons for this. This is so, it's bizarre. UCLA is one of the best colleges in the country. The writing program is for two purposes. One, for people who want to go into writing as a career, whether you want to write books, whether you're a copywriter, whether you're writing scripts, whatever it is. But writing is a very focused task. And some people are given a gift. They can do it well on their own. Some people have the desire, but they don't really know how to do it. So this is an involved way of learning how to write professionally. That's one adjunct of the department. The other one is to take the freshmen that are coming into UCLA that don't know how to write and teach them how to write a GD sentence with a noun and a verb and subjects and predicates and put paragraphs together and thoughts together. They can't, some of them.
And if you're waiting till college to learn that,
oh
then the ship has left the port.
I don't even know how to get into UCLA.
I don't even understand that.
But Kara, Victoria, it's all around us.
Yeah.
And again, I go back to that 13-year-old who can't read cursive. Your brain isn't being somehow or other. It's not being taught how to do some of these things. And I think it's something for us to hopefully apply to as we think about how to run our lives better this year. 19 after the hour.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kiddiedom, the Kinks, another English group. Ray Davies, who was the lead singer, has been knighted by the Queen of England. The Queen had a severe cold, was it yesterday or the day before? She didn't show up for something, but she, a few days ago, decided, or she didn't decide, I'm sure somebody did the thinking for her, so she, though, was the person moving the sword. I think that's what they still do it. You kneel down in front of the King or the Queen, and they take a sword and they knight you, either, you know, both sides of your shoulders.
I think Prince William can do that now.
Oh, can he?
Yeah, I saw him, I forget who he did, but he did someone recently.
This one, my favorite songs of all time, Lola, crank this up, Carrie. This is the silliest song. It really is. It's an absolutely silly song. Listen to the lyrics.
It's
Ray
the
was
transgender
the
transgender song.
Can say again?
First transgender pop song.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Let's see here. He formed the Kinks with his brother in the early 60s. Let's see. He said, quote, initially I felt a mixture of surprise, humility, joy, and a bit embarrassed after thinking about this. I decided to accept it for my family and my fans, as well as everybody who's inspired me to write some of these songs. He's 72 years old. The Kinks were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1990, and they split up 6 years after that. Last year, Ray and his brother Dave performed on stage together for the first time in 20 years, sparking rumors that the Kinks might get back together again. I don't know if that's the case. This is another good song. All day and all the night. Listen to this. Practice up. It's unique. It wasn't the Dave Clark Five. Wasn't the Beatles. It was very simple, straightforward. Guttural rock. That's the way I describe it. So Davies joins McCartney Elton John, Mick Jagger, and Tom Jones. They are all now Sir Ray Davies, Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Elton John, Sir Mick Jagger, Sir Tom Jones. How about that? Oldie, goodie, oldie, my rusty rack of Ringo Records. Patti Smith celebrated her 70th birthday the other day with a concert at the Riviera Theater in Chicago. She was born in Chicago in 1946. And just listen to her. If you don't, you recognize this song, you may not recognize the fact that she did. Turn this up. These people have the power. All right, move to the next one, because I think this is my favorite one, because the night. You remember this one, right?
This is a great song. Totally love this.
Fabulous song. This has been covered by a lot of bands, but I think her version is as good as anything.
I think Springsteen wrote this, right? There's a I thought Springsteen wrote this, and she, like, for
performed
her.
It?
Yeah, and then, she, and then, because he often does this as well.
I don't know that, I'm not sure about that. I'll take your word for it, because I don't know.
Google.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Get out the Google. Hello. So, she and her band debuted their cover of Blue Oyster Cult's Astronomy alongside Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult. We have a, I think we've got probably a bit of that. I've always loved Blue Oyster Cult as well.
They have a, they had a cool sound too.
Ah, fabulous.
So Patti and Bruce did write it together.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Yep. So happy birthday to Patti Smith. Hard to believe she's 70, but she is. Happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday today, 28 minutes after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Minutes after the hour, welcome to the Tuesday version of the DJV program. Okay, I'm on a roll now with Jennifer. We'll have the sports news in a moment and television news coming up, including hopefully a review of Arnold and his new Terminator show, where he terminates everybody gets terminated.
Get to the chopper.
So we're talking a lot. I've thought long and hard about some of the ways to approach things that are interesting to talk about on the air. This is what we do here, have interesting conversations, because we all have interesting points of view. We are friends. We have uniqueness in our heads, and hopefully that translates to an interest and intrigue on your part. I think we're all on the same page, though, when it comes to education. So today is the first day of school for the new year. Yesterday were the federal holidays, nonsensical as they are. The banks were closed. Schools were closed. They are. It's nonsense. Yesterday was a nonsense day off. So anyway, who celebrated January 1st yesterday? Anybody?
I did.
Oh, that's right. You weren't here yesterday.
Me. I
slept.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Until 7:30. You know how disappointing that is?
Oh, that is a bummer.
That's okay. It's better than 4:30 or 3:30 or whatever.
2:55.
2:55,
yes.
Okay. So, the idea that you need to go to college or you need a further education, the idea in a perfect society would be that we would get a good education all the way along. So you wouldn't need all this remedial stuff that we are paying for. In other words, the same thing's being taught several times because we're coddling people who ought not to be there. But I, as I've had this conversation, somebody named Larry sent me an email to follow up in the conversation that we were having. So I hope this will make some sense. He said, this is my thought on my brain, social media, and binge watching that I passed along to my son as he started applying for colleges last fall. He wrote, now that the internet access is so omnipresent and college campuses everywhere, academics are looking at its connection to your GPA and your life after college. One of the first efforts from a college in England looked at the impact on student GPA from the use of technology while studying. Here's what they found. While increasing use of email and search engines was positively correlated with GPA, activities like texting, instant messaging, media platforms like Facebook hurt student GPA. What this is really all about, humans have maximum capacity for cognitive learning through verbal and auditory channels. This is what I've been saying for as long as I've been talking about these devices that I, you know, the social media, that kind of stuff. We embrace it. We encourage it because it's part of what the reality is. That doesn't mean it's good. It just means it's there. We have all been, Apple and its ilk have created one of the most important revolutions in the history of mankind. You realize that? We're all witnesses to it. We're all involved in it. We laugh about me being able to use the iPhone now and get this app and find out where to go with this. It's amazing. So this
but
study
don't you like it, though? I mean, that's enhanced your life in,
yeah,
in
it's,
a small
well,
way.
It's, it has and it hasn't. I did it because I had to or I felt like I needed to. And, yes, now I use it and find it helpful, frankly, more often than not. But I don't think I'm getting overtaken by it the way your age group and the younger generation is being overtaken, the distraction, all this video streaming. There was a Texas prof who did a technological overview of using video streaming, estimated that 9 out of 10 students use services like Netflix, 70% binge-watch shows, watching 3 episodes at a time. Over the long run, there's way too much focus on watching and not enough physical activity. So by the time you reach your middle age, your ability to perform simple matching and numeric tasks could erode. Too much screen time was associated with premature aging as well at the Mayo Clinic, and with depression and loneliness. So know that as you get yourself, I've used the example over and over again, this kid in the gym where I was working out this summer who came in to the trainer and had his iPhone with a picture of the device he was supposed to be using. And he had him in order, and somehow he got out of order, and he couldn't figure out where the machine was because it wasn't in sync on his device. And he's standing right in front of it. And he looks at it, he doesn't even recognize it because he's had that crutch of looking at the screen, and the screen basically tells them the order in which to go, and when the screen malfunctioned, he didn't know where to go. It's like a rat, Pavlov's dog, or however. Don't you think that that's a little bit much?
I mean, it could also just be that one person is, you know, not that bright.
Yeah, I think you're apologizing.
Yeah, but you know what? I know
I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I've had moments too where I'm sure people could look at me and go, "Yeah, hello, it's right in front of you." You know, I mean.
To that point, I mean, computers do make us a little soft in some skills and better in others, by the way. It's not just all negative. But, I mean, for me, I used to be a speller. Like, I was spelling bee girl. I love to spell. Now I can't remember how to spell anything because I'm so used to just being auto-corrected or, you know, I mean, it's just, it's much more challenging for me now. I have to stop and think about it where it used to be second nature. I think that's
spelling,
kind of how your brain gets softer with certain things.
Gray
matter. Spelling and penmanship are the two things that I've noticed a huge decline for me, too.
All right, so I don't want to overcook this, but I thought that that was an interesting juxtaposition to what we've been talking about. All right, it's time for Biff and Viff here at 41 past the hour. Yes, Viff Keelan and Biff Horn are here. First item up is the Bills general manager taking credit for the lovely 7-9 record that they have this season. So it's not good enough, he says. It starts with me. So why are the owners of the Bills firing him? Like,
well, they fired Rex Ryan, the coach. So, so that's he's kind of he's taking credit now, or he's saying this is on me now. So they like to the Buffalo Bills like to present a united front. So that's why they only have one person speaking. Always, that's just sort of how they
because
do it.
It's Buffalo. Do they pay less than would be the case in?
Well, you
I mean,
would
Buffalo's
think.
Not the biggest market in the world. So.
Right.
But still, sports teams are pretty, I don't know, I wouldn't imagine that that impacts it in any way. Maybe, maybe.
I think it would impact a draw for a player, because if you could go to sunny San Diego or, you know, any other place besides Buffalo.
Miami.
Totally. You know, even if you want to be in the New
Buffalo,
York Giants or the Jets, okay.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Buffalo, it's a hard sell, I would think.
There's an episode of that TV show Ballers that stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which is actually a pretty good show. And that's the whole theme. One of the stars, he's a sports, mostly football manager, handles money and that sort of thing. And there are guys like that around. And one of the subplots of one of the episodes is a guy who's a good player gets a big offer from Buffalo. And he has an offer from Tampa and Buffalo, and he's trying. The offer from Tampa is much less, but he doesn't want to go to Buffalo.
Right. I think that happens probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keeping in mind that Meredith is from Buffalo, and good things come from Buffalo.
That's right.
In this circumstance, pretty interesting. So yesterday we talked about
although let's make a footnote here. She's no longer in Buffalo.
No, she's not.
She shuffled away.
Yeah, exactly.
Shuffled off. Yeah, shuffled off to Framingham. Gary Kubiak yesterday, we were talking about him telling his players that he's going to resign. Apparently there's a health problem with him. Does anybody know what it is?
He says that he doesn't have a health problem, so I don't know if you heard something more recent.
I thought, well, who is it? One of these guys has got a health problem that just stepped down as a coach. I thought it was
him. Coach K. Yeah.
Maybe Coach K. You're thinking of he needs back surgery that he's been in excruciating pain, the Duke basketball coach, who's legendary.
So then what's the scuttlebutt on Kubiak resigning?
He made it pretty clear it wasn't like an illness kind of thing. But, you know, they're in a weird position with the Broncos. They came off of a big Super Bowl win. They lost Peyton Manning. The season has not been a success. I would say he's probably under an immense amount of pressure. He's saying that he's going to find another passion. That's what he told his players, that there's a lot of things to do in life. It's not just football. And I guess like John Elway, the general manager, was in there trying to change his mind, but he says he's done. He said physically, emotionally, he's done with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of travel, too. It's not, you know, the coaches have to travel just as much as the players. And like Jennifer said, it's very stressful. But, I mean, that's a grueling schedule, and the coaches are always a lot older than the players.
They're getting paid millions of dollars a year. You have no sympathy from, and the coaches are getting paid a lot of dough now, too. I remember when Paterno was doing the Patriots, there was a big controversy because they can get $10 or $12 million bucks a year to be the coach. I bet you Belichick's making a lot more than that. What are these guys, these really good coaches, make?
Oh, Belichick would be making a ton of cash.
Yeah.
Are
he
you
could
kidding?
Be the most, I'd say, probably, right?
Yeah. 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 All right. That's thank you to Biff and Biff. It's 45 past the hour. We'll get a check of what's going on television. TV report up next here.
And now, Geico saving stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on her car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57. All right, we have 47 after the hour. More TV reboots. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Reboots coming up. Anybody who watched, I think we've been through this before. I'm disappointed. Do we have any official ratings or reviews of the Terminator being on You're Fired last night?
Not quite yet. It's a little early.
Last night, is it? Yeah. I like the promotional stuff that was going on around it. Everybody has done a recorded version, so I may watch it tonight. It'll probably be on Netflix, right? Or it'll be on NBC.com.
It'll definitely be not on Netflix, but NBC on demand.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, you could do NBC On Demand. Hulu might have it, but yeah, you won't get it on Netflix for a while. I mean, all in all, people were tweeting about it, it seemed to be positive. Now it'll be interesting to see how much falls off after the initial tune in to see what it's like factor wears off.
Right.
Yep. All right, a lot of reboots coming to television as the new year gets started. Starting this Saturday. When is the 6th? Friday or Saturday? It's Friday, right? I'm looking at
it. Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah.
Friday. Norman Lear's One Day at a Time comes back. This time
it's
a Cuban American family. Three generations. I don't know.
I don't get why that's needed.
I don't either. That's right.
I loved One Day at a Time, and it was kind of one of, I don't think it actually got the praise that it deserved. You had Archie Bunker getting a lot of praise for tackling issues that were before he did it taboo on All in the Family.
Yeah, right.
But One Day at a Time was definitely ahead of its time. I mean, you had the single mother, you had a lot of different issues that presented itself because of that, and if you put it in the timing of when the show was on, it was really groundbreaking, and I don't know why they're going to try to touch it. I hope that they pay tribute to how good the original series really was, because if you watch it now, it's excellent. They tackle a lot of big stuff.
This marks frustration, it would seem to me, in production land. 10 before the hour.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Joining me now is Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is a life coach. She is an astrologer. She uses a lot of different talents. So the social, sort of standard old way of doing things is changing, and there's a new standard of getting things done, of getting information. So where do you think what's going to happen this next year? What's your gut and your research tell you?
What is going to happen is the finances of the world are in quite a state of, and they always are. I mean, there's always flux.
Mm-hmm.
But financially, we're not seeing a way for people to thrive. So they have to find ways to thrive in a much smaller picture, meaning that if I was making $80,000 a year and now I'm only going to be making $40,000 a year, or whatever that number is, for some people it's very low, we have to figure out how to live within our means. So this is the year for balance. How to create a better balance between what we really need and what we think we need, or what someone is telling us we need in order to live a happy life. And you can look at many different, not websites so much, but media and at the outer world. And even when you think about your radio show, These are the people. You are the people who have an opportunity to share the goodness that's happening on our planet, because there's so much of it that I don't think we as a nation or we as a world get an opportunity to see. It's those little changes that are occurring that are bringing us to a new way of seeing the world, just creating a better balance between what is important and what is not. These next 3 years are going to be very critical. And when we're looking at this presidency, it is a 4-year journey that can either diminish and destroy some of what has already been established, or create a better balance of bringing in new ideologies and continuing to take what we already have and looking at the goodness of that. And, you know, we can't destroy, or how can we say that? We can't let go of everything to bring in whatever the new energy is. But the new ideas are always good. Let's see how they play out and how we can, as individuals, be happy in our own life with our loved ones, doing the little things, you know, growing a garden, being aware of how much money you spend. You know, looking at how we treat our loved ones and how much time we share with other people. It's all about relationships in 2017.
All right. So the final question, give me 60 seconds in the audience as well, a focal point. You've done Donald Trump's chart. So how does it relate to America's chart? What strengths does he bring to the table, and how might we benefit from his being the president, given what you know about him astrologically?
Well, as far as Donald Trump, yes, he, you know, Donald Trump is a Gemini, and Geminis have a tendency to say what's on their mind quick and fast and move on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what he has that can bring value is a way of looking at life from more of what he is good at, which is a business sense, we'll mm-hmm. say.
If people would like to get more from you as to how it applies to them, how do they reach out to you, Maria Trilogy?
Yes, Maria Francesca, TRILIEGI.com, all one word. So if they get in touch with me, my email, smbworks@earthlink.net, I will be glad to offer them something lovely.
All right, so smbworks@earthlink.net, Maria Francesca Trilogy here.
And the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.